Yeah, now
Yeah.
you in. Yep.
How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. How are you?
Chilling, I can't complain. It's like not raining, so that's nice.
Yeah,
It's been feel.
I heard it's been like 4 days of rain.
Yeah, it's like I didn't leave Oregon for it to be raining still like this. It's and then New York's a little more gross, so it's like just wet dog poo all everywhere,
Wet dog. Sounds like
Yeah.
Chelsea.
I'm in Bed-Stuy, so it's not as crazy as Chelsea, but it's still equally my block specifically, I feel like has a lot of dogs, and collectively they all decide not to pick up dog shit. So
Oh,
it's
God.
just, yeah, it's a
I do.
beast. I feel like just like being back in New York for a year, I'm either like I wasn't as aware, or I became kind of like germy. The subways gross me out. Like walking on this, like dog shit on the sidewalk grosses me out. Like, well, I've the other day I found myself not wanting to open the door because I was like the doorknob that grossed me out. It's becoming a
Oh,
thing. Yeah.
do you? Okay. The doorknob. We're gonna unpack that. The doorknob.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's just I've become a little more germophobic, which is like, it's not a term. There's people who actually really struggle with it. I don't want to use it loosely. I've become hyper aware of it, and it's something I actively think about when I leave the house now, which never in my life did I have. I've also gotten very sick the past year, more than I have my entire life. So that can also play into why I'm like now a little bit like just hesitant.
Right. That it's like a form of I don't know if OCD comes into play, but
Mean, that will make a lot of sense. I am on a spectrum. So if there was like, if I'm like kind of gathering a form of OCD, that would make a lot of sense. My doctor hasn't told me his stuff yet, but I'm sure when he do, I wouldn't be surprised.
You definitely let me know what he says. Only because also I have like friends that tell me about what their doctor tells them about like what certain like mental, not mental, but like more so like what they're going through that they've never gone through before. And apparently raw dogging life is such a thing. Like if you are doing that, that's
For me, like someone who's like, I don't know, I struggle with like mental health my entire life, and just like having a family that's like black and also African, like the mental health conversation is just like not kind of just like the conversation hasn't been talked about until me going to the doctors and them being like, you're on a spectrum, you have like social anxiety, you have depression, you have anxiety, like just like kind of like that. And then me going to my mom and being like, like they said that you had it. She's like, what? I've never been told that. And it's like, so yeah, it's been a very interesting kind of, it's been a very interesting process for
for
me and my family,
sure.
I'd say, kind of like unpacking that.
I was gonna say same and then not same.
Yeah.
And then definitely same, only because the fact
Yeah.
that, your mom is it sounds exactly like my mom is like, they didn't tell me that because like,
Yeah.
duh, they're not gonna tell you that
Yeah,
back
yeah,
then.
yeah. Back then, yeah. And then like, yeah, it's a lot of like a lot of that. And then like, I mean, honestly, to sum it up, what I'm trying to get to is like being at the end of my 20s with a realization of like generational unpacking. Like, and all that comes with like that, and the burden and all of that is kind of just where my life is at the moment, honestly.
I love that you.
It's been my work while I'm not prioritizing any sort of work for once in my entire life. Like, I've centered most of my life around, like, you're told that, like, your career choices and stuff like that, that's like your, like, I don't know, at least me, like, I thought it was my meaning and what I give to the world, and like, what, like, my job at this point in my life and all of that is like, I was just grew up most of my life thinking that was like the end goal. And now, and also just like, I don't know, when I'm fucking 30, I'll have like a family and a house, like whatever
No,
that,
that's
whatever
not.
like the African, I mean, whatever like Africans think about American society, in like westernized ideas. I was sorry, this is my dog. Dude, sit, relax. So yeah, I feel like the past maybe 3, 4 years of my life has been and then unraveling, honestly, unraveling my childhood, my parents' ideas of life, like all of it. It's just been work outside of work, and I'm very grateful because I don't know, I'm not gonna say like, I'm ending a cycle of trauma, but I'm starting a conversation at least that didn't exist before that, so.
That's very real, and I feel a lot of people are going through that right now, especially me. I love that you brought up the generational searching and trauma, because I'm currently doing a Wear Many Hats world tour in my parents' backyard, Malaysia. I'm currently out in KL, Kuala Lumpur, and doing the whole trying to. It was supposed to be a fun journey that turned into a soul searching journey.
Are you a family?
I'm not with family right now, but soon I will be. The family will be coming after Ramadan, and but I'm still and we'll be here for Hari Raya. So like I'm been doing this Wear Many Hats world tour for the past 6 months. So, like, long story short, we've just been traveling the world, and then suddenly we just ended up in Malaysia. And I also have some things that I have to figure out. So, can't figure them out back home in New York City. Except that, I've just been hearing everything that's been going on, from people on the ground.
I mean, I get that. I mean, that's why I moved away from Philly for.
Oh, and that's what I, oh my God, that's like, that's the thing. So I knew that I have like seen you around in Philly in another life, and then you went to Oregon?
Yeah, I was in Oregon for 4 years. Yeah, I left Philly during like COVID protesting stuff, and like experiencing that was like insane. I also felt like there was like some growth in stepping outside of like my comfort zone.
Totally.
So I, yeah, I just like literally decided, found, and moved within a month. Just decided I was gonna leave. Where was I gonna go? Oh, I've been to Portland one time. Okay, like let's go there, and went, not knowing anyone.
Starting over.
Yeah, it was very freeing, I gotta say. Like, there's something to be said about moving somewhere where there's no, I mean, Philly, I was born there, so like moving where there's no connection to anything, like having the freedom to like meet people and their interpretation of you is what they like, what they know so far. You know what I mean? And like, the only thing I knew was that there was nature. And I knew that I was going to get a dog, and those were primarily what I did my entirety of living there. I mean, that and like go to therapy like 2 times a week for several years. So that was like pretty much what I wanted to do. And that's exactly what Oregon was for me, honestly, being back in New York now.
Whoa, so you moved to Oregon out of the Portlandia days. There's no more of that. And then it was Portland, Oregon. You didn't go like anywhere else?
I didn't live anywhere else. I did get to like, I mean, I did a lot of backpacking and camping and stuff like that. So I was like all over like, Washington state and like, did all the like backpack, well, not all of it, but did a lot of backpacking and camping. So was insane. It's like my first time kind of actually seeing like mountains and like all that goes into that. All how amazing it is and also how scary it is and all of the above. It's Portland itself, very interesting place. The nature, beautiful.
I love that you brought up backpacking because I am not a backpacker. People think that I do not pack a luggage that's like huge. And like, I'm very sure that you and me both have like a big closet, but no, I only packed like a couple t-shirts and like some nice stuff, but like it's nothing. And everyone here thinks that I'm a backpacker, and I'm like, no, these shoulders, no. I did invent something crazy when I travel, is that I switch out. All right, I'm gonna expose myself right now, where
Let's hear it.
I wear a bunch of vintage tees, and like the vintage tees that I l love wearing, the fades and like how the fit is, I wear it inside out. Not because I'm like recycling the t-shirt, because like I actually like love that it's like plain on the outside. So it's like the graphics on the inside, and I just like still love the same fit, but it's still clean. But people here think I'm nuts.
For wearing your shirt inside out.
Yeah, because they think it's like a huge backpacking thing, or like I ran out of clothes, and they're
Oh
like,
yeah, you're just trying to switch up.
they're like, do you need to use my washer and dryer? I have a washer and dryer in my Airbnb, but it's just the thing is that I definitely do not do this at home. Of course not at home. I
You don't
have a
wear
home.
the shirt inside out.
Not at home, because I have shirts.
So it's just like a breaking case of emergencies kind of thing.
Exactly, exactly.
I mean, is there a lot of backpackers there? Like, what is that like? I mean, I feel like it's a term different there than like backpacking here is just like, you're on this mountain trail and you're walking sometimes like, 46 miles over the course of 2 days or 3 days or whatever the case may be. Like, that's the kind of backpacking I'm doing. I'm not like packing everything I have it and just kind of stretching out. Like, I've always had a home to come back to. It's just been something that, like, I mean, it's fairly new to me. I'm not like, I don't know. I mean, of course, in Oregon, I crawl some people who just like did the entirety of like the PCT trail, which is like pretty much walking across the fucking United States. Like, I'm not that beast. I can do, like I said, like, 3 days, like 2 days kind of like backpacking thing. That's something that's been very fun. It's more of like honestly an intense workout than anything, at least for me. Like, something I've always loved is like pushing your body to like a limit, and then that like in between space, I always say it's like meditation, which I do meditate, so I've always compared them to the same thing, which is why I love long distance running as well. Like, I think it's really, at least personally, I find it's like a sensation that nothing else in life gives. It's like a check-in with your internal like self. And it's like, you know, your body's telling you that you're exhausted and you can't go anymore. And then there's like this in between that pain and then like you actually being in action.
Right.
I love that. There's nothing, it's like a euphoric feel. There's nothing on this planet that I say compares to that. So I associate like backpacking and just like all long distance exercise with that. Like it's like a meditative thing.
Yeah, no, it's
But
different. It's different here. It's backpacking here. No, they're goofy as hell.
Don't get me wrong, people are goofy. Like I lived in Portland for Christ's sakes. I don't know. I don't want to
gonna
shit on the I
no,
want to shit on the entirety of Portland,
if you're
but
gonna no,
as a Philadelphian person,
no.
Portland is different.
It's
They are
different.
it's very like I don't know. It's interesting. I mean, especially working for like, you know, I've worked for Snow Peak the past like 3 years. The conversations, not all of them, don't get me wrong, I've had amazing, great conversations and made friends through my work. There's like a percentage of like, I think honestly, it's just like I'm a product of Philly. Like I'm just Philly through and through. So you
Same.
take me anywhere and put me anywhere, it's like I'm always like, you know, like sizing up fools. You know, it's not
All
like it's
day.
just kind of like how I've grown up. But like you take a Philadelphian and you plop them in Oregon, there's definitely going to be some confusion.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like I always compare it to like an episode of Atlanta. Is like when people ask, that's like the closest kind of like I can grab like eight different episodes of Atlanta and be like, it was like
Right.
that. Like you just are like experiencing some things that are just so unusual and so just different than me. So I just found it kind of like very confusing, but very comedic at the same time of just like, this is like nuts, you know, very white place, Portland,
Oh,
so.
yeah, very. Rashawn, this is Wear Many Hats presented by Disarm. You can check out all the episodes of the Wear Many Hats podcast on all platforms and at wearmanyhats.com. WMH and Disarm is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you. Tyreek Mitchell is a man that I crossed paths with at Colbo, but later learned that he was over at Snow Peak. Tyreek enjoys the great outdoors, leather jackets, and has an on-the-corner vintage Miles Davis t-shirt that is one of the most beautiful relics I've ever laid eyes on. Tyreek has modeled for the homies and has impeccable taste. There's so much shit going on in the world, and we don't care to promote anything. Please welcome Tyreek Mitchell to Wear Many Hats.
Oh man, what an intro. I'm like, I don't know. It's amazing how you do that. Yeah, well, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Course. Of course. I'm glad that you're here. You're here and you're back. You're back in the Big Apple.
Yeah.
You left for
Three, 4 years.
greener pastures into city life again.
Yeah, definitely a pace adjustment that like being here for a year, I feel like I'm like finally getting adjusted to. Which I also feel like that like moving to Portland, which is where I moved, like moving there, like that was an adjustment too, just slowing down. Like things close at like 11 o'clock, and that's considered late. Like it's
What?
kind of like it's kind of it was quite the reality of just like, oh shit, like it's 11, like this is late to you guys. On a bright side, like going on runs and stuff like that was great because there'd be no cars outside at
No.
11:30. Like no cars, like no one's on a road. It's like misty, really ominous. Gotta definitely make sure some people have your location when you're going on a night run, but like
For sure.
it's a very different pace. So being back is definitely great, fruitful in like so many ways.
Are you running now? Are you still running?
On a treadmill, I've been adjusting to being like I said, like being back. One of the things is just like I don't really want like it's not enough. Like I mean, there is so many people who run at night. Personally, I don't want to here. We're all aware of the rat problem in New York. That doesn't need to be like a new thing. But that in combination with just like traffic and how much people are still outside, I think changes it for me. So lately, moving back, I've been doing a lot of treadmill running, which honestly has been a little better on my knees as well.
Yeah.
Like the healing hasn't been as much like joint problems as much as it's just me being sore.
I've just been heading back into the gym and I've been doing only treadmill running. I used to be a long distance runner, but no, man, I need to protect the knees, yo.
Yeah, it's real. My actually like yeah, long distance running, I did that as well. It's a different animal. I think like especially like in Portland, I used to do this run. I lived in like North, so I used to run along like this section called the Overlook, go all the way up and around and back, and that would be like 15 point something. But I like loved it. I would do it all the
Runner's
time.
high. Yeah, you got
Yeah,
that
I would do it
runner's
all
high.
the time. And like there, I mean that route specifically, like Portland can be kind of hilly to an extent. That like kind of loop for me that I did pretty often was pretty flat. So it was like an ease thing as well. Like it was a view, it was nice views, like it was a good loop. I kind of like miss it, honestly, being back that loop. I would just do any time. But yeah, long distance running is it's a different animal. I haven't done any like marathon since I've got hurt. I used to play a lot of sports, but I got in an accident in high school and kind
Damn.
of just couldn't play professionally anymore. So I haven't done any marathons since then, but I would like to. My best friend actually, he did one in Portland. Him and his partner, who's also my best friend, they were in Hawaii and he did a marathon there as well. And that's just like, man, it looked amazing. I really would like to just like see, maybe get checked out by the doctors on my leg and see if I can do a marathon again, because I really love to.
I mean, destination marathons are like the best, in my opinion. You get to see everything.
It's nice. I mean, I wish I could go to Hawaii and do a marathon. I would do it in a heartbeat.
Have you ever got injured like plantar fasciitis? Because that's what I had one time.
Oof.
Dude, I thought I couldn't walk ever again.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks. I had plantar fasciitis like playing basketball in the summer, like not long ago actually, like in Portland. And it literally like hindered everything for that whole like summer. It sucked. It's no joke. I haven't honestly had much injuries after the whole accident situation, which I'm luckily enough about, and like recovery to my body hasn't been, at least to this point, like really detrimental post having all of that being taken care of. But plantar fasciitis sucks. I know a lot of basketball players get it. A lot of basketball players.
Hoop dreams.
And huh? Hoop
Hoop
dreams?
dreams.
Yeah. I
Over.
mean, from Philly, you've had to have hoop dreams, honestly. The city of basketball. Honestly, like, I don't know. I feel like not enough is said about sports in Philadelphia. Big
Yeah,
sports
because
city.
we're big sports city, but the worst part is that again, hoop dreams, it's just a
Yeah.
dream because you get your hopes up and then it
Yeah.
crushes everything.
I mean, there's something to be said, though, there's lessons to be applied to having dreams of playing a sport. If once, if you don't make it and you have that realization, you can then take tools that you learned in the practice and apply it to real life.
Right.
Which I feel like is like my entire life is like taking failures and stuff like that and just trying to apply it to everything. Like, my own failures, family failures, whatever the case may be. I mean, that's all you can do to kind of like be productive. I mean, I feel like it's the ultimate lesson, So it's like, I didn't become a fucking NBA player, but like I learned that like I love exercise. I love the act of like waking up. I love routine. Like I'm an NBA player. Like I am one of routine. I'm an early riser. I'm a like in my past, I was really like, early riser, running, yoga, climbing. Like in Portland, I would do a lot of that. And I haven't quite gotten around to it moving back, but it's getting better because I just got a gym membership. And I
Let's
just started
go.
climbing again. So it's like I'm climbing. It's just trying to figure it out because, it's a commute and then you got work and, all the other things of like just to afford living in New York,
Oh, of
So
course, of course. We need to drop the gym. Oh,
yeah.
where are you at?
Brooklyn Bouldering Projects.
Let's
Brooklyn
go.
Bouldering Projects is where I'm at. I just joined a few months ago. I was trying to like put out the feeler because like Vital's closer to my job. Like Vital's right in the street from my job, but like I cannot afford it. I honestly don't see how anyone can. I got like working in the outdoor industry, like trying to use my resources as everyone should. Like, reaching out to gyms and climbing stuff up just like, hey, I work in the outdoor industry. I would really love to like go to this gym, you know what I mean? Even just like willing to, build the bridge a little more of like, I work for Snowpeak, like I can introduce you to our staff, like the whole deal. They didn't care. And but the reality is just like like I can't afford that, man. Like
For
I
sure.
all of my income is my income. I love my
Same.
job, but like I don't have like 189 a month to spend on a gym
No,
membership.
we're not balling. We want to ball, but we're not balling. But I do
I
love it.
want to ball mentally.
I want to ball mentally. We got to ball mentally first.
I want to ball mentally more than anything.
Oh,
Financial stability, honestly, is just like a means to get by. I've like completely. Not completely, because I love things. We love things. We're hobbyists, but like mental balling is where I'm trying to achieve a little more than being able to financially ball. Because
I love
worse off
that.
be all, I can just kind of be Rocky and like run around the city and like punch dead cow hides and shit like that to like bulk up.
But there's something going on with him up there.
With Rocky,
Yeah, he's just all over the place.
I'm so unaware. I don't pay attention to anything really, honestly. I try, or at least I try not to. Right now, like my reality is trying to educate myself personally in all while simultaneously block, like not overstimulating myself.
Right.
That's the real challenge. Like everything going on right now and in the world, I'm educating myself where I can. I'm having a conversation with my loved ones, and then I'm like trying to block everything out just for sanity's sakes, you know?
Sanity sakes. I mean, that's good. At least you're doing the work.
I'm trying to. I'm not saying it's like successful all the time. I get overwhelmed, as I'm sure I'm not the only one that's overwhelmed. There's a balance. I think trying to be less online about it and be more conversational with the people around me about it. It's way more intricate than just like, I don't know, watching or reading an article than just being upset. At least like I can read an article and talk about it and process it and then figure it out. How do I apply that, like I said, to my life going forward? I can just be, the reality is just like I can just be fucking grateful, really. A
That's
little
true.
more grateful that, like, this morning I woke up and was just like, man, like I'm very grateful that I can walk my dog, I can feed my dog, I can feed myself. I can still talk to my mom. Just grateful. That's the reality. It's just like saying what my parents have been trying to tell me for my entire life.
It's hard, though. It's hard.
It is hard, especially when your family isn't from here. It's
Very true.
like, like my parents' idea of like, I feel like growing up, I felt like it was more like you should just be. I mean, as much as I was grateful for, all that my parents do and, how where we're at, it's like there was a lot of like, I'm not grateful for, like, I don't know, always being reminded of how I look and stuff like that. Like I really struggle with my mental health. So like there was a lot that I felt ungrateful about, and I thought that it was like my parents were saying grateful about small things, and the reality is that it's grateful about just everything.
That's
Like
good.
grateful that you're learning, grateful that you're like
Little
you have the
things.
capability. Yeah, it's just like everything. Like I love coffee. Every time I have coffee, I'm grateful that I can have coffee,
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's great. I love coffee. I worked in coffee for a long time as well. I'm like I love coffee. It's
I can see
great.
that. I can see that. I love that you're a morning person, only because I look forward to the mornings because I always want
It's the
need to
best.
have I it's the best.
It's the best.
I need to have my matcha, I need to have my coffee, whatever the case may be. But now, I also love that you also mentioned, I hope you get back into it, but doing yoga, because that's all I've been doing. That's all I've been doing out here in Southeast
Lovely.
Asia, but and I'm freaking it. Like when I come back and people are gonna be like, "Yo, where'd you go?" I'm gonna be like, "I went on a long ass yoga retreat."
Yeah, when you come back, you gotta like lead a little group. I'll show
No.
up. Why not? You gathered these skills. You gotta come back and spread the resources.
We got
I
Sudan.
think, oh yeah, Sudan. He is a beast. I mean, he does the Arc'teryx stuff. It with like work, it's like I get off when it starts, so I can't make it there. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's I haven't been to like a yoga class like consistently in such a long time. I was going to this one in Philly. The instructor, his name was Ron. He's sick. He's a huge dude, obviously a person of color, but he would hook me up, like not needing to, just like, the class was like in fucking like Rittenhouse Square. It was like one other black person besides me, and he was a black teacher, and he always would be like hitting me like, yo, like come next week, like I'll add you, don't even worry about it, da da da. So I went to him the most. He was like my escapism at the time of just
That's
like I
dope.
went there like once or twice a week, and then COVID happened, and like I just started taking what he learned, what he taught me, and just doing it at home. He did like, everyone was doing like the live yoga, and he did some of those. So I was doing it at home, and in Portland when I was there, I just did it myself. mainly in climbing there was that's when I got into bouldering, honestly, like in Portland. And it was like really affordable, especially compared to here. I'm pretty sure I was paying at first we were like Snow Peak, my manager and a bunch of my coworkers, we all used to make it a thing. We would go once a week, or sometimes twice or more a week, just to like climb and like decompress after work. And that was great. And then I got like really into it and, met my friends, my best friends, who I never thought I'd meet my best friends in Portland. And we all really got into climbing as a group. It's great. I
It
think,
stopped.
what, like climbing as a group
Yeah.
or us? It
Are you
stopped
used?
because I moved.
I mean, okay. Yeah. I mean,
Yeah,
yeah.
it
I
stopped
mean,
because I
yeah.
moved and they're still there. Yeah.
They're still doing it back there. Okay.
They still climb in Portland. It's talking about the best friends thing and being grateful. Never in my life did I think I'd meet my best friends in Portland, Oregon, but also just like never in my life, also just kind of given my upbringing, I never thought I'd have like real best friends, Like I have a lot of friends, I have a lot of childhood friends, but I think like, and it's obviously a much deeper conversation, but
Go
me
deep.
learning, I mean, it's just like, systematically, when you're born and raised in Philly with not much resources, you do have friends and stuff like that, but it's a conversation to be had about like there's not many resources really. So like your friends, at least like speaking for myself, not speaking for everyone else, I always felt like it was a transactional thing. I always felt like, I had best friends and stuff, but a part of me never quite opened up, or it felt transactional. So like my best friends in Portland are like truly my best friends. They are like people that like I've opened up to them more than I have my own parents. You know what I mean? And that's something that like I remain like I was guarded my entire life to that point, it feels like. And that's something that like I'm so grateful for, because it's given me such space that like I never thought I'd have. And that's just such a beautiful thing, I think. Just have people who like you can tell whatever to, and they'll tell you how it is.
Yeah.
It's always from like a place of like wanting to see you be better. That's something that's great. And like I don't know, my connection with my parents and family hasn't always been that. So like getting that for me was a huge thing. It's amazing.
It's hard to come by really, really good friends. It's really, really hard.
Yeah. I mean, and I feel like also like, being back in New York and like slowly but surely making friends again, I think if it was here, it wouldn't have happened that way. Like it happened there that way of us becoming best friends, because like a great day in Portland is like you're going hiking, you're going camping, you know what I mean? You're gonna go swim in a lake. At least for us, and being like living there for the time I've learned that, that's people who are from Portland don't have the resources to do those things, and
No.
it's right there. You know what I mean? Like I met friends who are people of color who've never gone camping or never gone hiking, and to me I'm like, wait, like never? And they're like, no. And I'm like, it's like 20 minutes away. Like we can catch a bus to a place and do it. You know what I mean? Like we
Right.
can actually go do it. But the reality is that like, which I can also apply to Philly, it's like speaking just on my own experience, like Black communities don't get like access to those things as much. And that's why I started working at Snow Peak. That's something that I was passionate about, like vocalizing and trying to find my place in like my conversation, really. Like, that's something that I'm really passionate about. It's just like talking it through of like how nature has been healing for me. You know what I mean? How I've met my best friends through nature. Like how, like me and my dog like have the bond that we have through nature, just going through hikes or communicating, all of that. Like it's just, it's been such a big part of my life. Which is why I continue to work at Stonepeak, really.
Which is a good thing. And, you should definitely lead the way with hiking, but, camping, you don't need to lead with that.
What, like, what do you mean?
No, I'm just saying that, like, hiking is a beautiful
Mm.
thing. Camping, nah.
Yeah, capping isn't a beautiful thing.
Yo, I'm not into camping. I'm not, I used
Have
to,
you?
I've camped, but yo, that's cap.
What don't you like about it? I mean,
Everything.
I don't, I mean, obviously I've met people who just like aren't into camping, and like, I'm not arguing, like my parents never been fucking camping. You know what I mean? Like my parents, when I told them I was moving to Portland, thought like wolves was in my backyard. Like the outdoors is so unknown to them, and it terrifies them more than anything. So they definitely aren't campers. But I do think that like
I like a shower.
I can't, you get smelly camping for sure. But there's something to be said about just like not having signal and being with people,
I
and
need
then like
signal.
sitting around a fire and just being with people. And I've and kind of like that, like it's not boredom, but just like that in between space. It's quite powerful, honestly. Like at least I find it, like, and I'm like, I'm not one of the people that's just like, I'm just gonna go, like, I don't know. Like I download movies while camping. Like I enjoy like disconnecting, but simultaneously like, yo, let's like watch something.
See,
Like
I
I
can get
think
down. I can get down with
it's a
that.
healthy balance. It's a healthy balance. I'm not like just like, oh, we just like are like looking into the fire, into the abyss. Like I don't know. I'm not like that. I enjoy like watching something and hanging out, but like good food and all that goes into, honestly, the preparation that just goes into camping, because you're not, you, everything is inaccessible. That if you're camping with friends, revol like it makes you guys communicate. Like, what are we going to eat this day? You're planning that because you're buying things ahead. You know what I mean? So like that's really nice. I just think like sleeping outside is nice. I've had some of the best sleeps I've ever had. Obviously I'm in a tent. I'm
Bugging.
not just like under a rock, but like I've had some of the best sleeps I've ever had in a tent. Not kidding. Like nothing like it.
Grounding at its finest.
Yeah, you wake up by a river. There's nothing, there's just nothing like it. But I mean, I'm not hating, man. Like a shower is great. Like I get so smelly after those things. Like all I want is to come home, shower, and like watch basketball and like have a beer. Like that's like all I want. Those are things that like I'm comfortable,
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot,
I know this
Watching.
isn't about me, but like how long have you been in New York for?
I've been in New York for almost a decade, but in my life it feels like more than a decade because I've just been doing the whole Philly to New York thing constantly.
Classic, yeah.
Yeah, the
How was that?
classics. I used to be a Megabus Bolt Bus guy. Now I'm an
Not the
Amtrak.
Chinatown bus?
Chinatown bus in case of emergencies. In case of emergencies.
Chinatown bus is different. I like never watched Broad City, and I started watching it, and they have an episode on the Chinatown
Yep,
bus.
they do. They
And
do.
yeah, and I was like, damn, like that's so relatable. Like it's just like, break in case of emergency, you catch the Chinatown bus. You never know what might happen, but you're on a ride, you're going home.
No more buses for me. No more buses unless it's local, but I'm an Amtrak boy now.
Okay. Amtrak is nice. It's really luxury in terms of commuting to Philly and back. It's just expensive. It can be.
I'm in it now. I can't
You're in
if
it.
it's
Yeah.
not if it's not Amtrak, I'm not going. They can't make me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. Are you like a, you're not driving in between the two cities?
I used to have a car. I used to have a couple
Yeah.
cars.
A couple. Whoa.
But I'm not, I don't drive anymore. I don't drive
Yeah.
anymore. Yeah.
Most New Yorkers don't.
No, you won't catch me driving unless I'm in Los Angeles. Then I'm definitely driving.
Yeah. Los Angeles was on my list of moving places when I was leaving Portland. I was like,
Why'd you
it
move?
was like, why did I move out of Portland?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking because of Snow Peak, but I feel like there's more.
Oh yeah, there's definitely more. I mean, so my mom is sick, so that was playing heavily on like where should I be? So that was a big question. But like I mean like I kind of said before, like Portland was a big like I needed that space and I got that space, but I did feel like in terms of like growth, you know, like I needed more than that. I don't know. It's hard to explain, but I think that like being from a major city, Portland always felt bub like just a big hub bubble, which it is. Like people there would tell you that. And it always felt like to me, like me being from Philly living there, I've always felt like they're missing some, like you're missing it. You're missing the point. Like people in Portland always just felt like you're missing, like there's a whole world outside of like Portland.
Oh yeah.
Like there's like so much more than this. You know what I mean? I've always felt that way. And I mean, people know it because like most people who live in Portland are from all over the place because Nike, Adidas run that city. Like that's like their headquarters is there. They're most of the workforce. You know what I mean? So everyone who kind of lives in Portland, very few of them are from Portland. There are some people who are from Portland, and Portland people are amazing. That's like the people who are actually from there are amazing. And like, so like, I don't know. I feel like my personal journey of being in Portland, like I said, was just to like figure out, like have some space to grow personally, go to therapy as much as I did, but also like process things that was hindering me. I feel like to that point, and I feel like I have for the most part, coming back to New York was really of like out of like in Portland, I feel like everyone is ready to settle down because of the pace. And like how it is, like it gears towards people who are like, okay, like I'm ready for, you know, a slower pace and I'm ready for that. Versus I felt like I had some more, much more growth to be had. I had more experiences to be had. I had more people to meet. I had more like uncomfortable. I had to like force myself to be uncomfortable again. And I kind of just moved back, kind of like thrown back into like that. And that's, I mean, that's what it's been being closer to family. I feel like moving back has been all about me reconnecting with my family. And like, and it's been everything I wanted it to be, honestly. Fruitful
Yeah.
in many, many, many ways. Challenging as hell, given like conversations that I've hinted at before. But also like very like Portland also kind of like humbled me to an extent as
That's good.
well. Yeah, I mean, I think like before Portland, I was doing a lot of work on like trying to find, I mean, honestly, like coming into Portland, I had this huge ego, really. And leaving Portland, I feel like At times I have to check, like I mean, I still have like people, like I don't know. I'm not like my family where it's like ego death, because even that is egotistical. But like coming back to New York, I feel like it's been a new level of awareness because I've just been forced to sit with myself for these 3 years. You know, like really sit with like the reality, and then coming back and going back to Philly, like I'm like facing that versus I think being away gave me the privilege of like being away. You know, like I could be like being away, I was away from it all. So I had the privilege to like
Run it,
disassociate from it if I wanted to. Versus like being back, like I have to confront like my mom's self, and I have to confront like the reality that my family still lives. You know, like I have to confront those things. I have to confront like experiencing my younger brothers who still live in Philly, like what the city has given them, and like what a privilege it is for me to have experiences outside of Philly. Because if you grow up like my community in Philly, like I think a lot of us would say that we all felt like there was no exit or there was no alternative. You know what I mean? So like
Right.
having
Having
that
stairs.
conversation, yeah, like my family's like my mom's from there, like my mom's mom, like it's just like, and we don't have the resources and access to other things. So like coming back with an idea of like, not an idea, but coming back with like having conversations with my siblings of like, dude, you can do whatever you want in a road. You know what I mean? Like literally whatever you want, you can try it. You know, like I've tried a bunch of things. You know, and I haven't like I have nothing figured out, but I have a bigger picture. I can like see a bigger picture. Like my brother is going from middle school to high school, and he just experienced his like the first time one of his friends have died. You know what I mean? Like, and that's something that like I experienced. I'm not, I experienced that around the same age as him too. I've experienced that in middle school. And it's just like, it happens when you grow up where we have and how we have. But like, I think that for him, like I mean, he's upset, he's uncomfortable, he's triggered, it's all of that. But like, he just doesn't know how to like talk about it. He doesn't know how to like zoom out and
I
be
mean,
like,
he's young, dude.
he's young, and neither did I. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's conf like can like him, like witnessing him experience that, and witnessing like hearing my mom's side of like when that happened to us, how she felt, like what she felt like she could do. It's all this stuff that I wouldn't have experienced if I just stayed away. You know,
You gotta get out. It's like
yeah,
the only way to for growth to happen is you got to get out.
it's not, I don't think it's the only way. I think it's an important way at some point to get out, to be like, but I think that you can do the work in it. You know, you can, it's hard, and
Yeah, but
you
people
have to
always come
like,
back. I mean, that's the
yeah,
thing. The
that's
thing
the
is
thing.
that the thing is that people, I mean, what I've been seeing in Philly and me as well, is that like we always come back. They always come back.
Always. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And it's also crazy, like when I go to Philly, I'm just like, yo, there's nothing like the city. Like, and
Yeah.
I've been around, and it's just like it has this energy amongst just like being there. And it's insane. And like, this is coming from someone who like hated his experience of living there. Like, I did not like growing up there. And now I like every hat I have is damn near a Philly's hat. You know,
Course.
this it's crazy.
I
It's
mean,
very
the only way to
cool.
love Philly is by hating it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, that's true. I mean, look at the Eagles this year, for example.
Exactly. Exactly.
Man, we were doing so good, and then we went down in like burning glory,
I
and it's
told
like.
you. I told you. I literally told you. You never bet on Philly ever. I've lost so much money to Philly.
Yeah, I was talking so much shit And I was talking so much shit when we were winning this year. I was like, this is it. This is it. And yeah, it's man, but they love you when you win. They love you when you win. Like,
They
that's the thing. Like,
do.
Philadelphia loves Philadelphia. Like,
Exactly.
everyone else is kind of we're sussed out by. We're sizing up everybody else. But like Philadelphia, like if you just give your all to the city, like it loves you. It loves you. And it's very interesting, like just being about in a world, like kind of what you learn from like growing up in that city.
Well, hats off to you and everything that you do for some Just Our Wear Many Hats Solutions. I do love that you bring up therapy.
Yeah.
I've been meeting a lot of dudes that bring up therapy. They love
Yeah.
talking about it, where it's like different from like rehab, where you're not supposed to be talking about it.
Yeah. I mean, I've done both for sure. Like, I think, like, to sum it up, honestly, it's a resource that just, at least to my knowledge, hasn't been accessible for Black men. And, you know, systematically, like, you know, systematically, the access to it has been very difficult. And for me, like, I always am just, like, I've always, like I said, I've always struggled with my mental health and things like that. But the space to talk about it hasn't always been there in my life. So for me, like, it's been an unraveling of sort because most of my life was driven by like this really like westernized idea of like how you're supposed to be and how you're supposed to live. And then educationally, like me reading more and identifying not with those ideas, I just started unraveling myself, but just like unfucking hinged, you know, like just like with like before I was going to therapy, I was like unraveling myself and it was like coming out in ways that like I'm not proud of. And very much like reached a point where just like, dude, like I need help, you know? And then like there's so many different forms of, you know, psychiatrists and all this other stuff. And there's so many different ways to get to know how you work and function. But you know, like I felt like I always was like having this like inner war with like instinct and like thought, you know, like it was like this like beef because I was so in like got it from my mom, but just like, and I love her to death, but like 100% instinct. You know what I mean? And that instinct is you know, like to like it's right sometimes, but you know what I mean? You also can't go through life just reacting to everything. And that's something that like I really struggled with. And now, you know, I've been in therapy now for 6 years, and I'm gonna be in it for the rest of my life for sure. Like I think as long as I can afford it. I would be in it just because I need help. I'm just someone that just like I need to talk to someone. I need that like back and forth because if it was up to me, I'll question myself to the end, you know?
Oh, of
So
course.
that like therapy has benefited a lot in my life. And it's also like some like it's also like has saved my life, but it's benefited so many different aspects, you know what I mean? And it's great. And you know, for a short period of time when I said I moved to Portland and I had this big ass ego, I thought like I was like nearing done, you know? And it's just like no, there's so much more, you
There's
know,
so
like
much more, man.
you're not near done at all. But like that concept used to exhaust me. And now I look forward to it, you know? Like it's just changed my relationship with my emotions and it's helped me understand, like, you know, it's helped me understand things like, you know, like I act some ways because of my parents. Like I didn't understand that before, you know, like genetically, emotional, like trauma, like those things pass down. And you know, you can, and now my relationship with it is like there, in order for anything to change, there's work that I have to hold myself accountable to do. And that's what therapy is. It's great. It's sometimes tiring, but like, you know, like it's just when you want to be the best version of yourself, what it is, you know?
Yeah, I know. I was in therapy, and my therapist was a bl is a black woman, but she was my therapist, and I miss her. So, if you're listening to this, I miss you.
Dude,
Tyree.
having black therapists is so important. It's so important.
Exactly. Tyree, where is the place you like to go to hang your hat? So. Or your beanie, because you're currently wearing a beanie. You're always wearing a beanie, which is great. So, what I mean by where you like to go in, it could be anywhere in the world, and your favorite place where you'd like to go to just, you know, be with your thoughts or come up with your
To
next
be,
idea or.
honestly, wherever my dog is, really, a place I like to go is to the park around trees. Wherever there's trees, I can go and kind of like be present, honestly. And that's where I like to hang my hat.
I
And
like that.
so it's theoretically wherever I can go surround myself with other than some sense of technology. If I can go by be near some green or a tree or something like that, and I have my dog, like I'm with it, I'm comfortable there.
It's perfect. And chest tattoos. Tyreek, if you were to get a chest tattoo quote, what would it be?
Chest tattoo quote. Oh,
I'm never gonna retire this.
here it is. Here it is. This for little C's. It's a quote of "You got served."
I just like pause.
The last dance battle scene. I've been having a big like comeuppance on how impactful "You got served" is.
It's very
And just
impactful.
dance movies in general, Stomp the Yard. I've been like having, you know, like I'll just go into work and look at my coworkers and I go, there's not enough conversations about how good Stomp the Yard is, just like right off the bat. So I'm in my dance movie phase. So this for little C's right on my chest, because that's when you know they were about to go off when you got served.
We're gonna see Tyreek as a dancer in the same life, doing it all.
Yeah, hopefully I'm just doing just the moves from the movie. Just the moves.
Perfect. Just the moves. Plug your socials. Where can people find you?
You can find me at Tariq Mitchell, 3 L's on Instagram, or you can just come by Snow Peak, Brooklyn. I'm there all the time.
And there you have it. Thank you so much, Tyreek, for coming on Wear Many Hats. It was great to have you.
Course. Thanks for having me, man. Later.
Till next time, this is Wear Many Hats presented by Desar, and I'm Rashad. Peace.